Service are what we value most, and how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row, and Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longpineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time is 8:31, Newsmaker 2 time here on this Monday. We're pleased to be joined by Amanda Cunningham, the CEO of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness here this morning.
Amanda, good morning.
Hey, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am good, thank you. It's Monday and we're off and running.
We are off and running, and the holiday season's off and running as well. How's your holidays good and started so far?
So far, so good. It's hard to believe that Thanksgiving has come and gone.
And we're just a couple of weeks, really 2.5 weeks out from Christmas, and that's kind of what we wanted to talk about, kind of our annual holiday talk and holiday mental wellness talk here today. Amanda, when it comes to the holidays, you've seen this for a number of years. What concerns pop up, you know, when it comes to mental health, mental wellness around the holidays? It sounds like there's a raft of things that can come up.
Yeah, I was going to say there's probably several different things. The biggest thing is probably stress, because we all get impacted by that. In different ways. I think the other big thing would be if you're not able to have family around, whether it's not able to travel and get connected or you've lost a loved one, holidays can be pretty difficult during those times.
Talk a little bit about stress, because it seems like there are several different inputs when it comes to stress. And I would assume that things not being in the normal schedule, normal routine is part of that.
Oh, definitely. There's lots of things that are going to impact our stress during the holidays. One would be we get out of our routine, so that always feels a little bit more difficult. We often are trying to do too much. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves. It could be in a sense of how many gifts we get people or who we get gifts for. It could be hosting dinner or festivities at our homes and trying to have clean houses and lots of things to cook and all those sorts of things. It could be, just having to travel, having people stay with you, all those different things, you know, that all include that kind of disruption to the routine type of scenario.
It really does, and I think there's more of that out there than people really realize. And what about anxiety due to, I guess, events from the past that have led to anxiety? And bad memories, Amanda, a lot of people have to deal with that every holiday season as well, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes one of those stress things is that there's too much togetherness. And so sometimes, you know, we feel like we have to be forced into these communities or these environments that maybe aren't as easygoing as we'd like to think of when we think of the holidays. And so we've really got to make sure to focus on kind of having that healthy balance between when we're around other people or when we need that alone time or who we're around, you know, set those boundaries that are going to be important so you don't get too overwhelmed by who you're going to be around or some of those bad memories or arguments that have happened. Or even sometimes, that loss of somebody, the holidays bring up some of those difficult things too.
You know, one thing that strikes me is that I think in every other part of the year, when you think of keeping up with the Joneses, for lack of a better term, and trying to have a holidays, which is, you know, really, I guess, the cultural expectation, you know, a lot of other times of year, those thoughts of, you know, keeping up with the Joneses or whatever, those are kind of shoved aside. But it seems like with the holidays, it's either the cultural norm or keeping up with neighbors and friends that really kind of sticks out.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's just very important to not get stuck in that. And so you want to be realistic with your own needs and abilities to do what you're wanting to do. You need to be able to stick to a budget, because what happens after the holidays when we've kind of spent all that money or done all those big things is that then we are stuck with that residual kind of frustration or guilt or, you know, whatever word we want to attach to that about what we've spent and how are we getting there for those spending habits. You know, really set priorities. Just make sure that you know what you can do, what you can control, and what you're able to follow through with and stick to those. you know, I think the important thing is that we know holidays are coming, so they're kind of predictable, and we can start prepping ourselves for that. And really, some people are really good at making that a year commitment. You know, I talk to some people who are like, oh, I've got all my gifts purchased in January, or I purchase some every month. And, you know, if you're like me, you think you're going to do that, and it's December 6th, and you haven't bought one thing. And so, you know, they are predictable. So we can do some things to kind of take that stress off a little bit and prepare for what's coming.
And talking with Amanda Cunningham, CEO, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Amanda, what about, you know, we talked briefly touched on this, but those who, you know, suffered the loss of a loved one and maybe this is the first holiday or Christmas without them, what can people do if they start to struggle emotionally with this this time of the year?
Well, I think the first big thing is just allow yourself to have those feelings. Sometimes we try to stuff those feelings away, and that just doesn't work very well. You know, admit to yourself you're struggling. Talk to other people. If it's a family person, you know, other people are going to be struggling as well. And so make sure you allow yourself to do that and talk about that individual. Some people can kind of build a new routine in or a new tradition around the loss of that person and make sure that we're honoring them and talking about them and still loving them, even when they can't be there.
Amanda, what type of calls do you get here during the holidays? And I'm assuming that you wind up getting kind of a bump in requests for assistance here, maybe starting in the middle to late stages of November for around Thanksgiving and then continuing through the Christmas holiday.
I think the biggest thing usually is that sense of loneliness. So, you know, in different talks that we've had, we talk a lot about what are protective factors for mental health, and a support system is one of the biggest things we can have. In holidays, if you don't have that support system, a lot of times you feel that even more because everyone's talking about getting together with family and friends and loved ones. And so if you don't have that support system, I think it hits a little bit harder during the holidays and makes individuals a little bit more aware of how lonely they can feel.
Are there signs that things aren't going well that people can look out for, you know, emotionally, Amanda?
Definitely. You know, really the easiest way to look at that is if anyone's personality or behaviors start to change or differ from what they typically are. You know, if they're more withdrawn, they're not doing the things they normally would want to do, maybe their hygiene has changed, maybe they're more irritable. But there's lots of different things, but it all comes down to, is it a change to how they previously have been presenting, or are their kind of daily living skills and daily functioning getting disrupted by those symptoms? So, you know, if work's starting to struggle or your relationships, those are when we want to start paying attention and asking people if they're doing okay.
Amanda, please remind folks of the services that you offer here at Crosswinds in case people, you know, really need help, whether it's on a really urgent level or if it's something more along these lines where feeling out of routine and kind of needing some help and getting back to normal.
Sure, great. So our primary services that we offer are going to be your outpatient therapy. And so, you know, having somebody come in, talk with a therapist, work through those difficulties, those symptoms that are going on, and identify and develop coping skills. And, you know, then based on how those services are going, we do have a lot of other community-type-based services that are based on medical necessity and acceptance into those different programs. We also have a medication clinic, which is psychiatry, where they're prescribing medications for mental health diagnoses. And then, you know, those would be your everyday stressors, things that we all are experiencing that we can adjust and deal with. And then we also have emergency services. So 24/7, we have individuals who are clinicians that answer the phone and talk through some of those symptoms that someone's experiencing and then identify kind of what the next steps are. So whether that they're a danger to themselves or others, they're having suicidal thoughts, you know, they'll assess for the severity of that. And if somebody needs more intensive services like an inpatient stay, or they'll help identify that the next step would be an intake to get into those outpatient services and therapy services I was referring to.
So is making just a general appointment an easy process, Amanda?
It should be. You just call us at 620-343-2211, or you can actually get online and request a referral. And then you should be set up within a few days to get in for an intake, which is talking with a clinician about what's going on and what those signs and symptoms are and what your needs are. And then you get referred for services based on that assessment.
Outstanding. Amanda, anything else that we're missing that you wanted to bring up here this morning?
Yeah, I would probably add in, a lot of times people don't come for mental health services because they're afraid of the cost. And as we're talking about stress and holidays and budget being part of that, I want to make sure people understand that we do have a sliding fee scale. So based on income of the household, that scale, you know, is anywhere from 10% to 100% of cost. And so we can really get individuals in that maybe don't have a large income or feel like they have enough income to pay for that. We also have a really robust, great internship program where individuals who do not have insurance can see somebody for free.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Amanda, really appreciate your time and hope your holidays are as stressful as they can be.
Thank you. You guys as well.
All right, Amanda. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Amanda Cunningham, CEO of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza up on West Highway 50, driven by longbineauto.com. What's tomorrow, Chuck?
Well, tomorrow we've got two interviews in the 8 o'clock hour. We have Laura Evans discussing early childhood programming for USD 252 Southern Lyon County. That's the Newsmaker 2 slot at 8:20. And then the Newsmaker 3 at 8:40, Marlo Walburn joins us.